Hey, this is Anne. As you are starting to get ready for the beginning of this entrepreneurial breakthrough event, I just wanted to give you some things to think about to prepare yourself. You are stepping into this because you are knowing that there's another level for you that you're not hitting right now. And perhaps you're not sure what it is that's going to move that needle for you. If it's something deep and personal, if it's something that has to do with your rules, beliefs, your structures, perhaps your vision, or even some of the mechanics. I've got all different people ready to share things with you that will move the needle for you. Who knows what it's going to be, but you'll know. We have Esteban Lutz, who's a nutrition and fitness coach, highly successful entrepreneur, who's going to be talking about becoming the best version of yourself. And then life designer Katie Sampaio, who's creates retreats and does life coaching, and she's going to talk about getting unstuck so you can step into the next level of your success. And Gina Solomon, who's a high-level entrepreneur who runs a business called Champions on Fire, she's going to talk about heightening your value proposition so that you can generate more money in your business. And Dr. Emira Hall is going to be speaking with us about changing your vibration and how that changes everything. The vibration you're giving off changes the world outside of yourself. Karen Hardy is a salon owner, and she creates salon suites. During COVID, she resourcefully pivoted, and she's going to be talking about creating more than success, building a legacy of wealth and time freedom. So that work-life balance combined with financial success. And then Janet Dorr is a medical intuitive, and she is a master energy healer. And she's going to talk about aligning with your soul purpose. And then we have Trevor Blake, who grew up in absolute poverty, who is a billionaire today. He has a lot to teach, but he's going to talk about money magic, how to think about money, how to allow money, and some techniques and tools for you. And then Brandy Safran is a life coach and yoga therapist and astro earth goddess. She's going to talk about tuning up your body's wisdom so that you can awaken that authentic part of yourself that's going to guide you towards the vision that you have for yourself. Ann Nelson is a relationship expert, and she's going to talk with you about if you have someone important in your life that's not on board with what the vision or idea or business that you're creating, and how to get support and collaboration going with your partner. Leo Cannell is the founder of Seven Figures Funding, and he's going to talk about how to fund your business at 0%. He's talking about good and bad debt. And Debbie Sluice is how to prosper with a vision. She's a vision board expert specialist. And then we're ending with the founders of Amuna Strength LLC, which is Aaron and Sarit Atwood. They're going to talk about your body and your bank account, the $1 million body and $1 million bank account. So I've put together a real diverse group of people. Now, if you're an entrepreneur, great. If you're someone who's looking to get to the next level, you have an idea that you're hatching, you're going to benefit from this, whether you're an entrepreneur or you are thinking about expanding an idea. Those are the people I love to work with, people who want to take their life to the next level, but also want to take their contribution and their creation to the next level. So what is it that you know that you are missing right now? What is it? Where do you feel like your gap is? Where do you feel like that ravine is that you have to jump over to get to the other side? I want you to take some notes on that. Take some notes on where you have noticed you're plateauing, so that as you're watching this, you can start to think about and tune yourself in so you can hear the things that are going to support you in shifting in that area. When you look at your past year, what are some things that you see repeating themselves? What are scenarios that are repeating? What are blocks that you see repeating? What are thresholds, or what are habits that you see repeating that aren't taking you towards the life that you wish? So this is just some coaching for today to get you primed and ready for Monday morning. I'll be back in tomorrow with some more for you. Have a beautiful day.